Gonna read with us this afternoon. We're gonna read some out of the book of Genesis, the eighth chapter of the book of Genesis. Very familiar scripture, I know, tonight, but it's not the closest thing we have. We may read some in some of the other chapters. We're going to read to you the eighth chapter tonight, for sure. Starting with the first verse. God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuage. The fountains also, the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. He stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year of the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast and every creeping thing and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savior. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every thing living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis. I'm going to read just a few verses out of the 6th chapter. You just bear with us. I know all this is nothing new, and I know that you've heard all this before. First verse, 6th chapter, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm going to back up to the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read 2 or 3 verses out of the 5th chapter, starting with the 28th verse. Says, and Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Now, I know tonight that's probably more than I'll ever get around to as far as what's in this, but there's a couple of things, maybe 3 things, that we'd like to bring out, God being our helper tonight. I don't know your heart, don't know what you stand in need of, but I know that the Lord does, and I was thinking, as we are sitting there and some of the songs that they're singing, and I Don't know whether somebody said something about it tonight or they've said it has been said in the past, but I got to thinking about the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord. You know the will of the Lord, and we say it a lot of times, and we pray. We pray that God's will be done. And a lot of times it seems like that it's very going opposite of what we are praying. Now, we find that Noah, and I don't know altogether what we're going to say or do tonight. I really don't. But I find that of Noah, my friend, that in the fifth chapter, his father, when he named him, he said, "For he shall comfort us." Comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Now think about that for just a minute. I don't know whether that means much to you or not. The Bible says that in the very next chapter, my friend, that things was carrying on and they was getting out of hand. Man that he had created and put on earth. He said that he repented. It repented. He repented, my friend, that he had made man and put him on earth. That's what the scripture says. It repented that of the Lord. That's how vile and wicked things had got. But in the midst of a vile and a wicked world, there was a man by the name of Noah that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Glory. Found grace, my friend. Don't tell me tonight, brethren, that God don't see the righteous. He most certainly does. He knows. Now, Lamech said, "This man shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Now listen to me. That was a big thing. That was a big thing. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know whether Lamech got his insight, except he got it from the Lord. Brethren, there's a reason that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, there was. I don't know about you, but brethren, I'd like to hope and pray tonight that I found grace in the eyes of God. Woo! Don't you? Brethren, I'd like to hope, my friend, that God recognizes me and you tonight. Don't you? I would. I'd like for God to recognize me. Don't you? I'm not trying, my friend, to say that we're better than anybody else, but I'm going to be honest with you. In the day we're living, thank God, I'd like to know that God recognized me. Wouldn't you? Woo! Woo! Glory! Brethren, and I'd like to know tonight that God did not forget me. Woo! 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 Preacher, it's not that bad. Folks, I want you to know, as I read this scripture, brethren, I see the day that we're living in it's just as wicked as it was, if not more. Now, woo! I just got to take my time, so you just bear with me for just a minute. The very first verse in the 8th chapter, Noah was on the ark, and the Bible says that God remembered Noah. Woo! 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 I'd like to know that God remembers us tonight. Woo! Wouldn't you? Listen, there's a lot had happened between the 6th chapter and the 8th chapter. A lot of things happened. Brethren, a world change had happened. Yes, sir. A people, brethren, that did not recognize God, they perished in the flood, my friend. Yes, sir. Can we say that God's will was done? Yes, we can. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, brethren, he gave them fair warning. Now, I might be wrong. I'm not saying that I'm right, brethren, but I've always looked at this scripture, and I know what people say a lot of times. He said, my spirit shall not always. Huh? Let me just read it. If I can find it. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Listen. For that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Listen. Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Now you'll find them in the 5th chapter. They lived a lot longer than 120 years. Now, I know what the scripture teaches, and I know what it says. Brethren, but I've always looked at this scripture to where he said, my spirit will not always strive with man, seeing he also is flesh. Though his days be 120 years. Now, I don't know. I may be wrong, as the day is long. Can I tell you something, my friend? Noah lived longer than 120 years. Did he not? But I've often thought, my friend, this 120 years, he has tried his best to get this generation of people ready for what was coming, and he is going to give them a period of time to prepare. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I'm not saying I'm right. But let me give you the rest of the story. Can I give you the rest of it? Brethren, when Noah began building that ark, he was 100 years in building it. 100. Can I tell you something? Brethren, during the course of them 100 years, man did not change. Nothing changed. Preacher, you can't preach it. Why can't I? God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Though his days be 120 years. Brethren, I want you to know that I believe God had mercy. I believe he had long suffering. But brethren, when man would not change, brethren, he cut her short. In 100 years, he brought a flood. Preacher, I don't know about all that. Again, I may not be right, but I think sometimes I'm right. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, I don't know about you, but brethren, I don't fret over the evildoer, and I don't fret over a lot of the wickedness that's going on today. But brethren, me or you, either one, cannot ignore the fact of how wicked things are. I really don't think God's pleased with it. Listen. Listen. Now the Bible says that Lamech had a son and called him Noah. For he shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. You'll find a lot of them, or most of them, in that fifth chapter. My friend Methuselah was in there. Enoch was in there, which was taken away. And brethren, there's several that is recorded in that of the fifth chapter, my friend, that died in the year of the flood. Yes, they did. Now, I'm not here. The scripture don't really tell us, my friend, a whole lot other than what I've read to you. But brethren, I want you to know that God remembered Noah. I prefer tonight to be a Noah in this day and in this hour. Hadn't you? I'd prefer, my friend, to be a man. Thank God that God could remember today. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Not a bit. Not a bit. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, he did. The scripture goes on to say, my friend, that Noah, when he come forth out of the ark, God told him and his sons to replenish the earth and to multiply. And he said, I will, my friend, no longer curse the earth, my friend, any longer. In other words, he removed the curse of the ground. Yes, he did. And he did say, as long, I've heard down through the years, my friend, because our seasons has changed and what have you. I've heard down through the years that they say the Bible said that you wouldn't be able to tell the seasons. And you wouldn't be able to tell this and to tell that. Well, that's exactly contrary to what the Word says. You might not have heard that. I've heard that a good bit. And people says, even today, they'll look, well, it says, you know, we ain't going to be able to tell one season from another.
That's what it says.
Huh? But according, my friend, to what he told Noah. Now, Noah, whether we like it or not, my friend, Noah was a man that God showed mercy on. Did he not? Him, his three sons, and their three wives. There's eight of them. Eight. The Bible says in another place that Noah, being the eighth soul, Brethren, they wasn't an animal on that ark that had a soul. And folks, they've not one today.
Amen.
That didn't cost you nothing. Listen, we care more about these animals a lot of times than we do our own neighbor. Brethren, that's against God's Word. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Is that what it says? It's what I read. It didn't say love thy pet as thyself. Huh? Now you say, preacher, you're going to get on dangerous ground. Well, I'm just going to be playing with you, my friend. And I've got pet. Yes, sir. You get attached to them things. Huh? Yes, you do. But brethren, it don't have a soul. Huh? No, sir. God did not breathe into the animal, my friend, but he breathed into the nostrils of Adam. And Adam became a living soul. Yes, sir. And if I read my Bible right, Adam named the animals. And he put man, the preeminent above all that God created.
Amen.
Yes, he did. But listen, all that he created, my friend, for the majority's sake, they did not recognize him. Was that not the problem? Man's heart was only evil continually. Look around you today. Huh? Is it not a fact? I'm going to tell you something else, folks. They band together. Do you know that? They band together. Yes, sir. You won't find them in the house of God. No, you won't. Brethren, they band together today. And a lot of times, brethren, they're against me and you. I have no clue. I have no clue in this world, brethren, what them men of that day said unto Noah. Him building an ark. Probably the craziest thing they'd ever seen. Huh? What use did they have of an ark? It didn't rain. Now, the sea was there. There's no doubt. We're not ignorant of the fact. The sea was there. I just happen to believe he didn't build it on the sea.
Amen.
Why does people think, my friend, that that of which we believe, and I've had people tell me, well, you can't see what you believe. Well, I ain't looking to see it. Huh? It's a faith. Brother, faith is the evidence of things, what? Not seen. What the Scripture says. Not seen. Listen. Noah comforted the world, my friend, by that of which he done. God recognized him. Did he not? God remembered him. God chose him. Yes, he did. Not anybody did he give a pattern to build an ark but unto Noah. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. You've got a pattern. Yes, you have. It's been left with us. We call it the Holy Bible. 66 books. It's contained in it. 27 in the New and 39 in the Old. 3 times 9 is 27. 27, 39, 66. Yes, sir. Listen. That's what God left with us, His Word. He commissioned His own disciples. He said, go ye into all the world and preach. What? The gospel. And baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
That not what he said?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And brethren, he commissioned them, but he sent them after the day of Pentecost. Did he not?
Yeah.
He told them over there, he appeared unto them. Listen, me and you both know that he became the curse for us. He did. They was a curse against us. It wasn't the ground. That curse been lifted. Yes, sir. That's the comforting that Lamech, his father, was talking about. Yes, sir. Listen. But they was a curse against us. And brethren, Jesus Christ, my friend, toted that curse. Did he not? When he come out of that grave, he appeared unto many, but he appeared unto about 500 over there, and his disciples was there, and he told them, he said, you go to Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high.
Yeah.
Folks, there was something coming that they had no clue what it was going to be like. Do you know that? Brethren, there was a new world coming. The old world was fixing to pass away. Matter of fact, the old world was fixing to be destroyed. Yes, sir. Preacher, he wouldn't destroy people. He did in Noah's day. Did he not? Did you know that God remembers? I'm going to turn just a little bit. I'll come back to this in a minute. Lord, help me. Do you know in the days of Saul, when he was king, The Bible says that God remembered the Amalekites. The remembrance of what they had done come up. The remembrance. He remembers. He remembers. He don't forget. And he told Saul, he said, the remembrance of the Amalekites and what they've done against us, he said, has come up. He said, I want you to go down and destroy them utterly. Utterly destroy. That means wipe them out. Huh? Nobody left. Huh? Yes, sir. That's what it means. God remembered that. You say, preacher, I wouldn't want to be in a hand of a God like that. I got news for you. He ain't changed. He's the same God. I'm glad, thank God, of His mercy. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? This world may think they're getting by, but the fact of it is they're going to meet their Maker. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Whether they lost or whether they saved, doesn't matter. You're still going to meet your Maker. Amen. But listen, Saul, I want you to utterly destroy them. We know the scripture. I'm not going to get into all of what Saul had done. Can I tell you something? I wouldn't want to be Saul. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be Saul. Saul disobeyed the commandment. And he knowed he did. And the Bible says that when he done what he done, he brought back the old king. He brought back the sheep, the cows, and the oxes. Listen. And they had big plans. Do you know that? They had big plans of what they was going to do with what they brought back. But the Lord had a different plan. Did He not? He sent Him a man down there by the name of Samuel. The very one that anointed him to be king. The very one. He asked Saul what he had done, and Saul said, I have done what the Lord has asked me to do. Did he not? Can I tell you something? When people get caught, I thought a lot of times people talk about Achan. They said, well, he confessed. He did not until he got caught. Amen. Huh? He didn't ante up and say nothing. But brethren, when his household was taken, he said, yes, yes. But you know what? Too late. Yeah. Wouldn't it? Too late. Saul, I'd like for God to remember me tonight, wouldn't you? Like He remembered Noah. Yes, sir. Destroyed a wicked, wicked world. But He remembered Noah. That ain't all. He told Noah and he said, I'm going to put a bow in that cloud. Now, it's good for me and you to look at it and we can remember the covenant. But the truth of it is, if he don't remember the covenant, it don't matter. But the scripture says that he put that bow there that when he saw the bow, he would remember his covenant with man. Yes, sir. He wasn't going to destroy her by flood. Not again. Not again. Yet there's a lot of people die in a flood. Do you know that? They most certainly are. I know tonight, and in one sense of the way, I got too much and I don't want to stop. I don't want to hush. But he took Saul, did he not? Samuel told him. He said, You've done the will of the Lord. What's this I hear? What's this I hear? And I believe I'm right, my friend. Samuel and them that was on the Lord's side had to go and slay all that he brought back, including the king. Yes, he did. Noah comforting them concerning the ground, according to what Lamech said. And it happened. It happened. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord in the midst of a wicked, wicked world. And Noah, God remembered him. He remembered. He didn't leave him in that ark. He didn't mean for him to stay in that ark. He meant for him to come out of that ark. Yes, he did. And he did. Did he not? Hope you got something out of the message tonight. That's it. That's all I'll leave with you. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.